The reaction to Harvey Weinstein and his treatment of women has hit far beyond the United States. Women in France are coming forward by the thousands with their own stories on television, in print, and on social media.
There is no exception that almost every woman, at least every woman who has access to Twitter and can talk about it, says she has had an experience of sexual harassment.
That's France-based journalist Adeline Cyr there. While the overwhelming public reaction to the Harvey Weinstein story in France is new, like in the U.S., debate over sexual harassment is not. In fact, some politicians there are proposing things that most Americans wouldn't contemplate, like the possibility of criminal fines for catcalling. Adeline Cyr explains how France is now beginning to reckon with a problem that affects women everywhere.
This has resonated all over the world. As you know, and France is no exception, at least four French actresses came forward after this article in the New York Times to say they too had been attacked by Weinstein, and a flurry of other reactions, including a hashtag on Twitter. In French, it's balance ton porc, which would be translated loosely as squeal on your pig, meaning, you know, report the man who's been harassing you in your life. And that followed the hashtag on Facebook, Me Too, you know, women testifying to their experiences of sexual harassment as well. And so this hashtag, balance ton porc, was started on October 13th and has become one of the most used hashtags in France, allowing thousands of women to air out their grievances. And clearly there are many. And this has a lot of men and women also astonished.
And is that reaction moving beyond social media onto radio, television, public discussions and debates between people?
Absolutely. It's been a really intense week, also partially because last week, the French rock magazine called Inrecuptible, which is a little bit like the French Rolling Stone, put on its cover the band leader of a rock band from the 80s and 90s. This man, Bertrand Cantat, in 2003, he punched his girlfriend to death. She was a well-known actress. He was sentenced to 8 years in jail, only served four. And at the time, the crime was played in some of the media as a sort of romantic, passionate love story that ended tragically. This past week was probably the worst week to do that. It would have been a bad idea no matter what. But they put the face of this rock star on the cover of their magazine because he had a new album out. And so, of course, everyone took to social media and, you know, accused this magazine of being so completely out of touch with what was happening, with the suffering of women, with what this meant. And this happened, as I said, days after the New York Times published this article on Harvey Weinstein. So certainly it echoed in many ways.
Well, the reaction to this magazine and the reaction to Harvey Weinstein in the New York Times all occurred in France while the politicians in Paris are legislating in certain areas of sexual harassment, if not sexual assault. This is reaching the law as well. Explain.
Yes. So this has been a project of the fairly new Minister for Gender Equality, Marlène Schiappa. She was actually on this week explaining what the new proposed bill of law would be. It would cover sexual harassment on the street, catcalls, someone coming too close to you, talk to you, asking you for your phone number, calling you names, whistling, following you for blocks on the street, this kind of thing. So it's a little strange because you think, you know, are they going to be, these policemen are going to be able to catch people in the act? I mean, that's the whole thing. How do you really define closely what constitutes sexual harassment on the street?
Yes, and French law is different from American law, but many Americans would be shocked at the idea of outlawing this kind of speech, catcalling as abhorrent as it is.
Yes, well, we still have to see if it's possible. You know, this is just a bill of law that's going to be going through a committee, and it's going to take months to establish. And I'm sure we're going to hear much more about what can be covered and what not. So, yes, I mean, clearly there's a very different law about freedom of expression in France. We do know that. It goes from one extreme to the other. Groups like the KKK in France would absolutely not be allowed, of course, under the freedom of speech law. law. But again, we're entering new territory here in France. I mean, I'd like to mention that this week, again, in this very intense week that we've had, the French Ministry of Finance, Bruno Le Maire, was on the radio. And of course, every single politician who's on talk shows this week, they're being asked the same question. Do you know anyone who's harassing women? And if you did, because they mostly say no, of course, and if you did, would you tell on them? Would you report them? And Bruno Le Maire said, I would not report such a person because it's not part, quote, of my political identity, unquote. So, yeah, so that was a really baffling comment from Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire, especially this week. But then, you know, he took to Twitter the same day and published a video explaining that he had misspoken, and I was sorry if he offended anyone.
Well, Adeline, Le Maire's comments bring up another question, and that is the context in French culture where all of this is happening. Are people starting to realize in France that their culture up until now or up until a few years ago had a permissive attitude when it came to sexual harassment and sexual assault?
I would say there is probably a lack of boundaries. I would say that in the workplace, certainly, again, because there is nothing in the law that defines sexual harassment, it's really very easy for anyone to dismiss something that could be an act that could be construed by a woman as something that was unwanted. Other thing is in the cultural at large, I mean, up to this day, just take the metro in Paris and see the ads on the walls and see how anything from toothpaste to coffee to cars to ham can be sold by the image of a woman's body and sometimes extremely suggestive ads. It still goes on and people still kind of laugh it off and women just shrug it off most of the time because it's like, you know, what are you going to do? So yes, there is certainly this culture in France at this point.
France reckoning with its own culture in the aftermath of allegations of sexual abuse and assault by Harvey Weinstein and others. Adeline Sear, journalist, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Ted.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.